Wow. It's beautiful, isn't it? The fire, I mean, it's beautiful. Oh, that was your neighbor's house? I'm sorry. I hope they weren't hurt in the fire. That would be just awful. Oh, me? I'm just here because I wanted to see why the house failed to meet its projected appraisal value. I'm a mortgage broker and I was supposed to refinance the loan on this house. Guess that's never happening now. They didn't qualify anyway, so no loss, I guess. Say, your voice sounds kind of familiar. Did you call the office a few weeks ago trying to see if you qualified to buy a home? Oh, that's right. I remember you now. Sorry about your credit score. If you ever fix it, you may still qualify to buy a home. Interest rates are historic lows, and sorry. I go into that monologue like a robot sometimes. I should just take my time and enjoy this view. Yeah, I mean it. It's kind of special, you know? I find it liberating to see everything just burn away. We gather so many things in our life. Worthless items, clothes we don't wear, old things we keep around just because they're old and nostalgic. I feel like it would be freeing just to watch it all go up in smoke, disappearing with nothing in the world you can do about it but watch it all burn away, so that you can start over new and unburdened. You've never dreamed of starting over? Maybe not just with possessions, but memories that hold you back. Things you've done that you regret. Old relationships. You've never wanted to just see it all burn away? Yeah, I thought so. Everyone does. Hey, wanna go check out that place you didn't qualify to buy? I remember the address and it's actually close by. Okay, let's go. So, what do you do for fun? Oh, I used to do that all the time with my friends. I have a couple of unusual hobbies now. Oh, like, you know what? I'll just show you. There's the house you tried to buy. The for sale sign is still up. Looks like it was bought by the flippers and renovated. Ugh. As if real estate wasn't already expensive enough in this state. I'm serious. What's the point of making a career out of turning the most basic necessity of shelter into an expensive commodity? And when that house's market value goes up, the cost of all the other houses go up too, just because they're in the same neighborhood. I mean, half my fucking job is telling people that they don't qualify to buy a house in the same city that they fucking work in. Does that even make sense to you? Me neither. So, let's fix it. Let's lower the real estate value in this neighborhood to something a little more affordable. I mean, we're going to burn it down. What do you mean this is crazy? Do you think I'm crazy? Good. You better not. I guess you weren't expecting I'd take you out in my car to burn a house down. What were you expecting? Were you expecting to fuck me? Don't say you weren't. You were awfully eager to drop all your plans just to go on a ride with me, and we barely know each other other than a few business phone calls. I know how guys act when they like a girl. So you do like me then. See, you don't need to hide your feelings around me. I'm your friend. How much do you like me? And how badly do you want me to not burn that house down? Okay. How about we play a little game? Do you like to gamble? There's some dice in my glove compartment. Grab them. Roll them. Don't worry, you don't have to beat anything. Seven. Lucky number. If you can hold your hand over this flame to the count of seven, I'll give you what you want. I'll let you fuck me. Right here in this car. If you can't, I'll burn that whole fucking house down. You ready? One, two, three, four, five, six. Seven. See? That was easy, wasn't it? You just needed to want it bad enough. Well, what are you waiting for? Does your hand hurt too much for you to remember our deal? I said, you get to fuck me. Let me show you I meant it. See? You can take what you want. Or do I need to walk a shy little boy through it? I should have known you were a little submissive with how quickly you followed all my instructions. Then lower your car seat back. I'm short enough to fit on your lap. Just relax. And let me show you what I can do to you. Go ahead. Take my shirt off. And my bra. What? Yeah, I know. They look a lot bigger up close. You should get a little closer. Put your face all the way in. Do you like the way that feels? I can tell you like it. Your hard cock is already bulging through your pants. Suck on them. Suck on them like you mean it. There we go. Fuck. Just like that. You look like you're enjoying yourself. Do you like it even better like this? With me grinding into your lap while you have your fun? Because I like it. I know what could make it a little better. Oh no, you don't have to stop. Keep sucking on my tits. I want to jerk you off while you do it. God, I love how hard your cock is. You look so fucking good worshipping my tits while I grip your cock. And don't worry about enjoying yourself too much. I wouldn't mind if you decided to come in my hand. I wouldn't want to ruin your fun. Just let it feel good. And I think I like you. With what that mouth is doing to my tits, I want to see what it can do with the rest of my body. Fuck. Just how much of this can you take? Oh, I was just wondering, because I don't know if I can take it much longer. You're turning me on so fucking much. And I'm gonna need you to keep me turned on. Otherwise, I might get bored and start thinking about burning things down again. I want you inside of me. Here, let me just get these pants off. They're so tight. There we are. Now, look me in the eye. I want you to hold that nice hard cock in your hand. Keep it steady. Point it right up at my wet, warm little pussy while I lower myself on. Just hold it like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. God, you got me so wet earlier playing with my tits. Grabbing them, sucking on them, burying your face in them. I want more. I'll suck on my tits again. Don't stop. Worship them. Tell me you love them. Show me how fucking hard they make your cock. Oh, my God, fuck! Oh, that feels so fucking good. I fucking love. Oh, I fucking love the way this feels. I come so fucking hard when guys suck at my tits while I ride them. Fuck me back. Push me while I ride you. Yes, fuck. Harder, harder, like you mean it. Put your hands on my hips. Grab them. Pull my whole body into you while you fuck me. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Yes, keep fucking me. I take back what I said earlier about you being able to come whenever you want. Don't you dare come until I say so. I want to get mine too. Yeah, you can come inside of me. Oh, birth control. We can worry about that later. Stop worrying. No more talking. Keep using that mouth to suck on my tits. Fuck. Fuck, I feel it. I'm so fucking close. Don't stop. Don't you dare. Stop. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck yes. Fuck me. Fuck me as hard as you want. Oh yes. Oh, as hard as you need to come. Come inside me. Come inside. I want it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Just full of surprises. Well, calm down. I'm not gonna burn anything down. Do you want a cigarette? Don't smoke? Yeah, Normally, I don't either. I just found these under the seat. This isn't my car. Oh yeah, I stole it. And now both our DNA evidence is all over it. Police find it, we're both gonna be in so much trouble. How about we drive somewhere and burn all the evidence?